Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show. Moderator Dana Rodriguez this week is joined by technical editor Kira Pace and teacher Lori Fisher. Here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David. I came in at the end of something, and all I could hear was they were celebrating somebody's 100th birthday, but that was last week. But thank you anyway. And welcome, everybody, to Minds... that was me. So welcome, everybody, to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're having a lovely weekend. And if you're back from outside lands, well, sit down and have some coffee or something. So
calm down.
Yeah, calm down. Anyway, we'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. That means whatever Kira brought in. And so all you have to do is settle back and hopefully give us a call with a question or answer. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, there is a toll-free number, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Yes, it was my birthday last week, and I think that's the main reason I did the show by myself. But I had a lot of fun. Thank you all for calling and not making me look bad or any worse than usual. And but still no pony, you know?
Oh,
no pony again.
Wait till you get home.
Really?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Kira and I have gone in.
Really?
Yeah, Greg. Take
gone
care
in together?
Of it. Yeah.
My Little Pony is probably going to be there. And let's see. Oh, just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one, not the word one. So it's mindsovermatter1. And that is at gmail.com, so feel free to email us anytime. We don't read them during the show, but they all get read, so it's always a pleasure to hear from our listeners out there with a comment or a question or whatever. So that's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. If you'd like to hear the show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. That is kalw.org. And if you'd like to listen to the podcast of the show, it should be available reasonably soon after our program tonight, also at kalw.org. And later on iTunes and whatever. So that is us, and we're going to begin with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Kira Pace hopes that she can hear the ringing of Dana's correct answer bell over the ringing in her ears, which leads me to ask the question, why do you have ringing in your ears?
Oh, because my apartment is due south of the polo ground, so it's been
really?
3 days of just bass.
Oh,
so
right.
Much
it's all, it's all about
yeah.
The bass.
It is all about the
yeah.
Bass.
Did you hear Janet Jackson?
I don't know. It's hard to say. We don't get the vocals for the most part. We just
get the bass.
Bass.
What time do they start and
supposedly
stop?
At noon, but they actually start about 9:40 to 10 for the past 3 days.
Do you smell the weed?
I live in San Francisco, so always.
All right.
That's just outside her front door.
Right.
Or in, never mind.
All right.
I have a preschool outside my front door, so.
Excellent.
Yes, all the time. Lori Fisher is happy to be part of the 2/3 of tonight's Minds Over Matter panel that are Leos and are continuing their month-long birthday celebrations.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Dana.
Thank
Indeed.
You.
And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, wants to tell our listeners that since David did not have time to eat his dinner during the show last week, we brought the full panel tonight.
All right, there you go.
Eat away.
And all right, we're going to begin with Kira Pace.
Okay. So I have two somewhat related questions for you.
By the way, before you start, you're just back from Ticona, aren't you?
I am, yes. My original, I was going to do an intro about Nerd Prom, which
All
is
the,
what you were calling
the,
it.
The borderline personality problem convention.
Whatever. I got me a medal there.
Did you? Good for you.
I did. I got a medal. A team event for music trivia. So super sweet.
Nice.
And the person who runs the music trivia listens to the show. So, David is listening tonight. The music trivia event was super awesome.
And you just got a bell, which eliminated the ringing in your ears, probably.
Oh, was there a bell?
Yes.
I'm just kidding. That's right. Anyway, so I have two questions that are somewhat related. The first one, variants of what line from a traditional English ballad made famous here in the U.S. in 1966 include, these are the variants, "Yesterday holds memories in time" and "There's never a rose grows fairer in time"?
Sounds like Green Sleeves, is it?
It's not Green Sleeves.
Okay, read the whole thing once more.
Mm-hmm. Variants of what line... From a traditional English ballad that was made famous here in the United States in 1966.
66.
Mm-hmm, include "Yesterday holds memories in time" and "There's never a rose grows fairer in time."
Was this done by a group in 66 or an individual singer?
Not an individual.
Okay.
And these are, you want us to give you the famous line that those variants are based on.
Correct. So there's one line. It's very famous. You'll definitely know it. The lyrics of this song are based on an English ballad.
All right. Not the tune, the lyrics.
Correct. The lyrics.
Okay.
That's a good question. All right.
All right. And
I don't know.
I don't know.
But there's a second, there's a part two.
There is.
Oh, there is a part two.
Okay. There is a part two, but you know what? I'll save part two. I can give you a different question if you want one.
It's up to you.
Okay, I'm going to give you a different question then. What was the first song ever transmitted between planets? It was transmitted from March on August 6th, 2013, the first anniversary of the Curiosity rover's landing in the Gale Crater. And it was the result of scientists teaching the rover to sing by melodically vibrating its sample analysis unit.
Sounds vaguely obscene.
It does. Yeah. I love that.
So is the song have some relationship to...
space travel?
Space travel or...
It does not. All right. But it was, again, the song was transmitted on the first anniversary of the Curiosity rover's landing.
And, there was that famous list of music that was sent out that Carl Sagan curated in somewhere in the 70s, I think. And is it anything that was on that list?
I don't think so, but I honestly don't remember the entirety of Carl Sagan's list.
Yeah.
But it wasn't chosen because it was a part of that list or anything.
All right. And does it have some space kind of connection or curiosity?
No, not at all.
Yeah. And you go ahead too, Lori.
Well, this is inspired by your question last week where you had a question about the 100 television shows with the most longevity that had one word in the title. So this is a question about the 100 shows that have the most longevity that have a number in the title. There's 9 of them. And they're all on major networks if we include Fox. So ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, no other networks besides that. And they're all known to everybody. So I'll give you, nine of them. We'll give you 2 each.
About Beverly Hills 90210.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hooray.
That is the fourth one on the list. When I say fourth, the fourth most longevity, 10 years.
Okay.
I thought Dana would get this because you looked at the list last week. But
I did, but it doesn't mean I remember anything.
Yeah.
Don't ask the man to retain knowledge.
Really? It was his birthday.
21 Jump Street.
No.
Oh, it's not?
It's not.
Totally my next guess.
No, see, there we go.
Thanks.
But it's correct. It's not.
All right. I have to think about that. Read it once more.
So the question is, of the 100 television shows on major networks, including Fox, that have the most longevity, 9 of them have a number in the title. And here I got Beverly Hills 90210, assuming that's one number. I'm looking for the 8 others.
What about 24?
Correct. Very good. Yeah. You got the Fox ones, so 24, which is being remade with a prequel, I heard.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
My name is Terry from Bernal Heights.
Hi, Terry.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Some time ago, the United States Mint began celebrating our collection of states by changing the design of the quarter and minting a new quarter for each of our 50 states. One of the natural features depicted on one of the states is extinct. It's no longer with us. Which natural feature is gone?
Is that the old, it's called like the Old Man of the Mountain or some
the
such
old
thing?
Old Man of the Mountain from New Hampshire.
Nice.
Is extinct.
Kira.
Good job.
Three bells.
Thank
four
you.
Bells.
Thank you.
Kira's racking up the bells. Her ringing is gone.
All right. Let me give you a couple of questions here. First, a movie question. What Alfred Hitchcock film has been remade the most times under the same title?
I have a guess. Like, go.
Well, and how many times has it been remade under the same title?
A few times.
More than two?
Two or three.
If you know, go ahead.
I would just guess Psycho.
No, that's been that's remade
just,
once.
I just know
just
the
once.
Under
yeah.
the same title, though. Yeah. You're right.
And all made as movies.
Same plot.
Same plot?
Yeah.
Same everything.
Yeah.
Oh, what about Rebecca?
Not Rebecca.
Okay.
It's a really interesting question.
What Alfred Hitchcock film has been remade the most with the same title? Same plot, too.
39 Steps?
That's correct.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Good job.
With a number in it, by the way, just coincidentally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Second question. Travel and Leisure did a survey from each state, and they asked what was the worst tourist trap in each state. So, again, this is from Travel and Leisure magazine, and they did a survey on the worst tourist trap in each state. So I'm going to give you five states, and I want you to tell me what you think the worst tourist trap is. They're all very well known. Number one, California, of course. Number two, Georgia. Number three, Minnesota. Number four, Mississippi. Number five, New Mexico. So again, what was voted the worst tourist trap in these states? Number one, California. Number two, Georgia. Number three, Minnesota. Number four, Mississippi. Number five, New Mexico. I'll give you each one guess.
Pier 39.
That's certainly a tourist trap, but no, not Pier 39.
There's something worse.
Something worse, yeah.
For Minnesota, how about the Mall of America?
That is correct, the Mall of America.
It's interesting. I thought of that. I thought, is that a tourist trap?
Which
I
understand.
I guess it is.
I've never been there, but I understand it's the size of 9 football fields.
It's giant, but evidently not even the biggest mall in America.
And it has its own weather inside.
Zip code?
Too,
is that right?
Yeah.
The one thing that I took it off my list, you don't actually have to pay to go in it. It's a mall.
No, it doesn't. You don't have to pay to
that
go
didn't,
in
the
it.
Word, just, that, okay.
Yeah.
But I think that they have rides, too. You probably have to pay for those. I think that's
They do, in a skating rink and amusement park.
Yeah. Right.
So, again, the Mall of America was voted the worst tourist trap in Minnesota. We're still looking for California, Georgia, Mississippi, and New Mexico. What are the worst tourist traps in each of those states?
And at California, you probably won't tell us, but is it northern, southern, or neither?
It's Southern California.
Okay.
I'll give you.
So, how about the Walk of Star, the Walk of Fame
That's
in Hollywood?
Right. Yeah, that's right. The Hollywood Walk
so
of
good.
Fame.
Yeah.
Very good.
Nice. All right. We got two of them.
So we're looking for Georgia, Mississippi, and New Mexico. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, I see. So I have two questions for you. One very quick. Write the date down. April 13, 2029. May be a really bad day for Earth. What's going to happen that day?
Uh-oh. Is that...
What may happen? I'm sorry. It's not going to happen necessarily, but the calculation go back and forth, but it may happen.
Is that when a comet or an asteroid is coming very close to the Earth?
Yes. What is the name of it?
Does it really matter if we're all...
It is named after the ancient Egyptian god of fear, horror, and terror.
Oh, I knew there was a connection.
Above us. Okay. Now, the sad thing, if it misses Earth that day, it's going to come back in April 13 again. Friday, April 13. By the way, the other day was Friday as well. On 2036, we'll have much more chance of heading Earth. This thing is about over 600 feet, so it really will cause continental destruction.
People be careful.
So it is really a serious issue. The calculation go back and forth between NASA and other scientists whether it will hit either dates or not, but it is a serious threat, and that's why we should start spending more money dealing
that's
with that.
Right.
Okay. Our Space Force will take care of it.
David reminded me that Space Force is in charge.
It's still a fraud. It's still a fraud.
No, there can't be a Space
Teller
Force until there's
and
a logo
Reagan,
for it.
The Space War is still a fraud. And second question very quickly. So I almost asked that question to Philosophy Talk this morning, which is, would you let your precious son or daughter drive? Walk in front of self-driving car? Because they talk about that issue. Not necessarily that in that way, but about algorithm, computer algorithm, which is related.
Well, I wouldn't
would
encourage
you let
them
your
to do it,
most precious person walk in front of a self-driving car?
I wouldn't let them try it. Walk in front of a person driving car either.
No. Self-driving car.
Yeah. No.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the same.
I don't know. I know a couple
algorithm.
People, maybe.
It's a bunch of garbage. It really is. And I studied physics, and I built my own computer when I was 15 years old. This is a bunch of garbage. This algorithm is a bunch of garbage. By the way, your show is much more entertaining, and you're much smarter than all of these folks on Philosophy Talk. Really are. You really are. I mean it. You really are.
Thank you, guys.
Yes. Thank you.
Keep
Thank
calling.
You.
Thank you. Yeah, why does that Philosophy Talk still on the air anyway?
Yeah, we're smarter than, yeah, we're smarter than they are. Thank
no,
you.
No,
Reed.
We're not.
No, that's great.
Just kidding. Let's see. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Michelle and Stinson.
Hi, Michelle.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. So I wanted to answer a question regarding the TV shows with numbers in them.
Yes.
And we're going to guess 30 Rock.
30 Rock's not one of them.
Remember, wow. It has to be the longest.
Yeah, it has to be in the top 100 longest running shows.
Right.
30 that, Rock was on for a while,
it was,
though.
Yeah.
Five
it wasn't
years,
on the list.
5 years, maybe.
Keep. You got another guess?
Yeah, how about Three's Company?
That is definitely one. It's ninth on the list. Very good. Eighth on the list. It was on for 7 years. Good.
Great. And then we just had one other guess with that, and that is Eight Is Enough.
Eight Is Enough is not on the list, unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately.
To fill our hearts with love.
Okay. Well, that's all we have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. This is our 25th year on the air.
Yes.
And what are you clapping for? You weren't here for all 25 years.
I'm clapping for you for being
oh, thank
for
you very
25
much.
Years.
She's a fan.
All right, great. She's a fan, too.
Oh, my gosh. Try and be encouraging.
I should mention the anniversary show.
Yeah, yeah. There'll be more. I'm sorry, Kira. I was just teasing. We're going to have an anniversary show on
the 14th.
October 14th. Yes, thank you for reminding me. That's what happens when you do the show for 25 years. And I will give you more details in September, but I just want you to make note of the date, if you would, because we want as many of our listeners to show up as possible. We certainly would like everybody there and have a nice big crowd. So we can meet them, and they can meet us, and they can meet each other. So if you'd like to join us tonight, however, the two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. Of course, we want, you know, if we can get a love connection, too, that'd be
of course
great.
No extra charge.
Yeah. And you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. Our panel tonight, technical editor Akira Pace, semi-retired teacher at Dabo Valley College, Lori Fisher. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And I'm glad to see we have a bunch of calls on the line. So, but we'll let Kira go now.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of encouraging.
Yeah.
All right. Because there haven't been enough movie questions lately.
Who said that?
That's just what I heard. That's what I heard on the street. Yeah. So there are 11 winners of the Academy Award for Best Original Song whose title is identical to the title of the movie it's from. What are they? And I'll add that things like Theme from Shaft don't count because it's called Theme from Shaft or Streets of Philadelphia.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, the name of the movie is Philadelphia.
Correct.
Yeah. So Three Coins and a Fountain is
The very first one, 1954, yes.
So all it has to have is the same title as the picture.
Identical. For example, okay. Arthur's Theme 1, but it's called Arthur's Theme, The Best That You Can Do, which is not the name of the movie.
Well, Gigi.
Gigi is the from 1958, is the third one on the list.
And, okay.
So none before 54. So
correct. 1954 is the first one. 1958 is the third one. So if you do the math.
Get one in the middle.
Love is a Many Splendored Thing?
Is the one in the middle, 1955.
Right.
That's three belts, by the way.
Oh, okay. All right, repeat the question if you would.
Sure. There are 11 winners of the Academy Award for Best Original Song whose title is identical to the title of the movie it's from. What are they? And we have the first three, Three Coins and a Fountain, Love is a Many Splendored Thing, and Gigi.
Are any of the others musicals or like Gigi is, or are they more background theme music?
There are a few on here that are known for their music. I would not necessarily call them musicals. There's one I don't know, actually. I don't know this movie. The rest of them have, you know, full soundtracks for sure.
Yeah. Tammy.
No. Wait, the Melissa McCarthy movie?
No.
Tammy?
Debbie Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
She had a huge hit with that.
Yeah. I don't think it won Best Song.
That was the biggest selling record of 58 or something like that.
Yeah. Well, we already 58 was Gigi, so yeah, I guess it would have been a 59 then, but no, it's not.
All right.
How about Around the World in 80 Days?
No.
That was a big hit.
That was a big hit.
It was.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, guys. It's Alec in San Francisco.
Hi, Alec.
Kira.
Yes.
Because you mentioned 1966 and said not a solo artist, and because all the variant lines you recited rhyme with parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
That is exactly right.
Scarborough Fair.
Yes.
No, you're much too smart.
So what are the two lines again?
Yesterday holds memories in time, and there's never a rose grows fairer in time.
Nice.
All
there's
never
variants. A rose grows fairer in time.
Nice. Yes.
Very nice.
I'm sorry we have to go to the next call. No, I'm just kidding. That's very good. I would not have gotten it.
Question, good answer.
Yeah. Anything else?
I'm going to guess that the Mars probe or whatever it was transmitted happy birthday because you emphasized its anniversary.
I sure did, and you are absolutely correct. It's saying happy birthday to itself, which is adorable and sad at the same time.
You have the logic that everybody else on the show lacks, apparently.
And creepy.
I'll try to use less logic. My favorite TV show of all time is Hawaii Five-0, the real one, not the second one. And that was on for 12 years.
So it was, and has 12 years, so it's tied for first place. Very good. Hawaii Five-0.
Book him, Dano. Murder one.
Really?
All right. For the Academy Award-winning songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking James Bond films almost always have a song with the same title.
You're right.
So
very good.
Goldfinger.
Nope.
Ooh.
Live and Let Die.
Nope.
A View to a Kill.
Nope. But you should continue on that theme because you're right. If you a little later though.
Later than a View to a
Kill. It's actually the last one on my list.
So it wasn't the one McCartney wrote.
No.
I quit. That's Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
I quit keeping strict track of them until later, and I know Octopussy didn't have a song called Octopussy.
Yeah.
From Russia with Love had a song.
What a shame.
Yeah. Not that, though? From Russia with Love?
No. Yeah. Later.
Thunderball was not?
Nope.
That wasn't such a... It was Tom Jones. Okay, I give up on that. So I have a question for you guys.
All right.
So what well-known American company that has a whirlpool as the logo originated as the George S. Parker Company in 1883 in Salem, Massachusetts? And I have hints when you need the hints.
So it's not Whirlpool, I assume. That would be too easy.
What's the name of the company again? George what?
It was the George S. Parker Company.
Whirlpool.
Yes, a Whirlpool is a logo. Does it still have that logo?
Yes, it does.
Does the Whirlpool have any bearing on anything the company makes?
I don't think so.
Is it board games or something like that?
It is board games.
Is it Parker Brothers?
It is Parker Brothers because George S. Parker founded it with his brother, Charles Parker.
Nice.
Good job.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And they, they have a Whirlpool logo. I don't think I knew that.
And cool. I think it's your turn.
All right. So I have a question that is just on the other side of being a sports question, available to all. So ESPN just put out a list of the 100 most famous athletes in the world. Okay. I don't want to know their names. They have three criteria. I want to know the three criteria by which people made the list. The top sport by far is soccer.
Oh, of course.
Second one's basketball. That has almost half. I want to know the next three sports that have the most people in that list after soccer and basketball. So three criteria to be on the list, and the three sports after soccer and basketball.
Rugby.
No.
Cricket.
Cricket is the second one down. Yeah, it's number four in the sport. This is Kira's bell night. It has 10. So just soccer has 33, basketball has 13, cricket has 10. So I'm looking for two more sports and three criteria by which they were real explicit. I really liked that they were very explicit about this is how you made the list.
Number of awards?
No.
How much they get paid?
Kind of, sort of, but I'm not going to say yes yet.
Number of endorsements?
Yes. The total amount of their endorsement contracts.
Is that the get paid?
Well, that's not the, so not the salary they make for playing the sport. Right. It's everything they make for not playing the sport, and they consider that to be part of their fame.
You have to kind of think in terms of what are global sports then, right? Like, is golf one?
Golf is the next one on the list. Very
okay.
Nice.
All
so
right.
Golf and cricket, and we're looking for the one more sport and two more criteria.
Tennis?
Tennis is the next one. Very good.
All right.
So soccer, badminton, tennis, cricket, and golf. And nobody else comes close to those. There's a bunch with one or two.
Yeah.
That's very good. So we got the sports, and now we're looking for two more criteria other than the total amount of their endorsement contracts. What would constitute fame for ESPN?
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. It's Mark and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good evening.
Okay. Lori, your thing about numbers in long time, does that not include 60 minutes?
It does not include 60 minutes, and I don't know why it doesn't. That's give them a bell. It should, right? That has a number and it has longevity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are all the rest are scripted shows, so that might be it, but I don't know. We're letting it in. Very nice.
Yeah. The James Bond film in question, Kira, is Skyfall.
Sure is.
That was best song, huh?
Yep, 2012, yeah. Adele.
Yeah.
And a lot of things were taken, so we're cutting out. We're done.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What's new, Pussycat?
No, he got the James Bond. There's only with the one.
No, but that's not a James Bond film.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm not even thinking. I'm sorry.
But it did win.
I've got Tom Jones in the head now. Like, I've equated Tom Jones and James Bond for no good reason. No, it's not, though.
Thank God it's Friday. Is that on there?
Nope.
Okay. So, could I ask the decades of what you have left?
Sure. There are three from the 60s, two from the 70s, and one each from the 80s and 90s.
Is like Alfie or To Sir With Love on there?
No, those would be good, but no.
Those are really good guesses.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Lulu's biggest hit.
Yeah. It is. And Alfie was a huge hit.
Yeah,
it's a Burt Bacharach song, it was written for the movie, I think.
It was.
I think the songs have to be written for the movie and not appropriated.
Right.
That's one of the rules.
Anyway, you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. If you'd like to join us, the two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. All right. I came across this list and Business Insider. And so they came up with a list of the most iconic business brands headquartered in each state. Okay? So these are the most iconic business brands headquartered in each state. For instance, if I said Arkansas, you would say Walmart. If I said Coca-Cola, you would say Georgia. Okay. So I'm going to give you five brands, and I want you to tell me the state that they are headquartered in, okay? So again, five brands, tell me the U.S. state in which they are headquartered. Number one, Hooters. Number two, Albertsons. Number three, Geico. Number four, Zappos. And number five, Campbell Soup. So again, these are the iconic business, the most iconic business brand from each state. Tell me the states that these brands are headquartered and identified with. Number one, Hooters. Number two, Albertsons. Number three, Geico. Number four, Zappos. Number five, Campbell Soup.
I can't imagine it's right. I just want it to be. I want Campbell Soup to be headquartered out of Pennsylvania.
It is not Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
How come?
Because that's where the factory was, or that's Andy Warhol was out of Pennsylvania.
Oh, from there. Okay. Yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah, would have been.
All right, I am stretching here. How about Geico in Delaware?
Not Delaware.
Isn't that the insurance state? Or
it is
something?
The insurance. Yes. Well, it's the state that makes it easy for you to set up a company.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Is Geico Nebraska?
Not Nebraska.
Okay.
So again, what states are these companies headquartered in? And most identified with? Number one, Hooters. Number two, Albertsons. Number three, Geico. Number four, Zappos. Number five, Campbell Soup.
Will Hooters surprise us? Like it's from a conservative red state?
Utah.
It will not surprise you.
Utah. No. Utah. Okay, so I'm going to go to Nevada for all of them, but especially Hooters.
You can't do that.
No. Okay, Hooters, Nevada.
No.
Okay.
And Albertsons, Florida?
No.
Okay.
All right.
And since we're a little past halfway through the show, let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Kira, you go first.
There are 11 winners of the Academy Award for Best Original Song whose title is identical to the title of the movie it's from. What are they? And we have four of them. We have Three Coins in the Fountain, Love is a Many Splendored Thing, Gigi, and Skyfall. Looking for seven others.
Of the 100 longest TV shows with the most longevity, I'm looking for ones that have a number in the title. We've got Hawaii 5-0, Beverly Hills 90210, 24 and Three's Company, and 60 Minutes. Thank you, Sparky. I'm looking for five more. And then ESPN has determined the 100 most famous athletes in the world, and we got the sports that we needed. Besides soccer and basketball, we're looking for the criteria. The only one we have so far are endorsement contracts. There's two more criteria by which they made that judgment.
All right. And according to Travel and Leisure magazine, these were voted the worst tourist traps in these various U.S. states. The ones we have so far are California, which would be the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and Minnesota, the Mall of America. The ones we have left are Georgia, Mississippi, and New Mexico. What were voted the worst tourist traps in each of those states? And I just gave you the question about the most iconic business brand headquartered in each state. And the brands I gave you were Hooters, Albertsons, Geico, Zappos, and Campbell Soup. What states are those companies headquartered in? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Fran in San Francisco.
Hi, Fran.
Hi. I want to guess my three sons on the
That's numbers. Very good.
Number one on the list.
Really?
12 years? Yeah.
Very nice. Good.
Very good.
A quick guess will be California for Albertsons.
No, not California.
No. I have a question that if Mr. Nachman were there, I would ask him. So here it is. I'm going to name five. Okay, I'm going to name things or people. Eugene O'Neill, Neil Simon, Helen Hayes, Bernard B. Jacobs, Richard Rogers.
They're all Broadway theaters.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
You get a bell.
Get a bell.
That's great. That's great. Who wrote the Tonight Show theme?
Paul Anka.
Yeah. Yes, it was Paul Anka.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is David Oakland.
Hi, David.
Hi. Yeah, I just got beaten to my three sons, but I think I have another one for the long show. So One Day at a Time?
Yes, that is. Nine seasons on. Very good.
Right. Yeah, and not much of a show to last that long, but anyway.
I have not critiqued them.
Well, okay. it's okay. It's worth the price of. So, Vakira, your movies, songs that had the same title that won the Oscar,
yes.
Fame?
Yes. Oh, Fame? Yes. That is the one from 1980.
Oh, very good.
Right. Yeah.
Or the 19.
Right. No, no problem. And then, Dana, I have a couple of yours, I think.
All right.
For the. This one I know. Campbell's is in New Jersey.
It is. Good. Good job.
Right.
It's been there all forever. They've never changed there, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then this is a guess. For New Mexico, the tourist trap, is it the Four Corners?
Yeah. No, not for New Mexico. No, if that's what you were thinking. It's not. That is for, I will tell you, it's for Arizona. That's
okay.
Considered
yeah.
the biggest tourist trap in Arizona.
One of the corners.
Not New Mexico.
Yeah. New Mexico has something worse.
Yeah, it's a parking lot pretty much. Yeah, okay. And then I have a question for you.
Right.
A TV show. When Norman Lear picked one of the original Archie Bunker, before he had Carol O'Connor, he had two people, both who were actually movie stars. Before one more of a star than the other one, who he went to before it.
I heard him tell this story in person when he was giving a talk about when his book came out. And I don't know the both of them. The only one I heard him mention was Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney was his first choice.
Yeah,
who I think was an odd choice. And the other choice, which I read, you know, I don't know if it was the same talk, but I heard him at a separate time was offered the role as an actor, much more along the lines of.
There's two I've thought of. One is Rod Steiger, and the other one was Jackie Gleason. Either of those it?
No, but Rod Steiger, this person is often
mistaken.
Very similar to Rod Steiger, a very, very similar actor type to Rod Steiger.
Similar actor type.
Also a character actor primarily, not a leading man.
Right.
You can definitely see him playing the role.
Ernest Borgnine.
Yeah, that's a good guess. That
is a good guess.
A good guess. No, even that's a
movie star.
Yeah,
character
movie star also did
TV.
Also did theater.
Yeah,
okay. Theater. Lee J. Cobb.
That's it.
Really,
Lee J. Cobb. Yeah,
that'd be interesting.
Yeah,
you
definitely see in the role.
Yeah.
Anyway, great show as always.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Sure. Bye bye.
Those are good answers.
And Kira, your turn.
Okay. Can I take a quick crack at that tourist traps question?
Sure.
Georgia, could it be Stone Mountain?
It's not Stone Mountain.
Okay. All right, so now that we've got the parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme out of the way. Chefs Auguste Escoffier and Julia Child agree that what four herbs should make up the blend known as fines herbes?
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Now you got parsley. So that's one.
So what are we looking for? They should make up the what?
Fines herbes. The fines herbs. That's what it looks like, but it's fines
only
herb.
Parsley.
Only parsley. So
only
no
parsley.
Sage, rosemary, no thyme.
That is correct.
All right. How about?
Garlic?
Nope.
Basil?
Nope.
Oh, oregano. That should be. No. What's fresh in your refrigerator right now? Chervil.
Very little.
Chervil, yes.
Oh,
very good.
All right. Well,
sometimes the jokey answer is the right
really?
Answer. Yeah.
Chervil's the Utah of herbs.
About chives?
Chives is one.
All right.
So you've
like
got parsley, chervil, and chives. Looking for one more.
Oh, onion, a green onion?
No.
Spring onion?
No.
I don't think those are
that's taken...
Herb.
Those aren't herbs?
I don't think so.
No, besides chives has much the same flavor, so I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Somebody out there will get that one.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
Hi. I'm going to try for those songs.
Okay.
Never on Sunday?
Yes, 1960.
Oh, yes, very good.
The Days of Wine and Roses.
1962.
And Born Free.
1966.
Oh, that's all I got.
Good.
Yeah.
What?
That's
no, you knocked out the
60s. Goes.
Very
nice.
Good.
Okay.
Thanks, Thomas.
Thank you.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom, not in Berkeley.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. The bean herb question, is that tarragon?
It is.
Oh.
That's the fourth.
Good.
Yay.
Yay.
Sounds
good. Some of the TV shows. How about Adam 12?
Adam 12's on the list. Very okay. nice. It's awesome. It's the last one on the list. 7 years.
Do you guess all of them?
Nope.
All nine?
There are two more to go.
How about 77 Sunset Strip?
What didn't make the list? I don't think it was on long enough.
Oh, My Two Dads?
My Two Dads is not on the list either.
Oh, that's good. Let's see. The Georgia Tourist Trap, is that the Coca-Cola Museum?
Yes, it is the Coca-Cola Museum.
So smart.
That's a tourist trap.
Supposedly.
Yeah. And is Mississippi, is it some kind of creation museum?
It is not.
No. New Mexico, is it the Roswell Alien Museum?
It's the town. It's the whole town of Roswell. Wow.
Oh, that's too bad. Roswell is a nice town. I like it. They do have an excellent art museum, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I'll take some guesses on the brand.
Is it just aliens with big eyes in the art museum?
No, they've got a real...
Much more.
Legitimate art museum.
On Blackville.
Which is pretty nice.
Yeah. That's the
Velveteer. I didn't actually go to the Alien Museum, and they have excellent Mexican food.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Zappos is in Nevada.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
very good.
In Las Vegas, yeah.
Good job.
Not
Albertsons is in Idaho.
It is in Idaho.
Wow.
Yes, good.
Hooters, I'll guess Alabama.
It's not Alabama.
Geico, I'll guess Maryland.
Maryland's correct, yes.
Nice.
Yeah, the government employees. Campbell Soup, I guess Nebraska.
I think Laurie...
Somebody got that.
Yeah. Yes, it was New Jersey.
Okay. Jersey?
Yeah.
Jersey.
I guess it is mostly chemicals. let's see. And guesses for the songs, Purple Rain?
No.
No?
Could have been, but no.
Convoy?
No.
Damn.
Good guess.
That was a big song.
It's a big song.
Yeah, and a great Peckinpah film. Mm. One of the best. All right, I don't have any other questions. So I will ask who coined the term EGOT?
Philip Michael Thomas.
Ah, you knew that. Okay.
I did.
And then who were the first three people to have posthumous number one hits?
Oh, Richie Valens?
No.
Sam Cooke?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, not no, Otis Redding?
Otis Redding.
Yeah, that's what I...
Otis Redding. Yeah. Yeah, Otis Redding was the first.
He was the first? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When was the... how many are there?
Just the first three.
Just the first
three. And there's more than that, but...
How about Jim Morrison? Number one after he
you're
got.
Half right.
I'm half right.
So the Doors then?
Jimi Hendrix.
No, you're less than half right.
Morrison.
So it's Morrison.
Morrison.
Oh,
No.
It's Alanis. Huh?
Jim.
Oh, Jim.
Croce.
Jim Croce. Very good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And is the third person chronologically between Otis Redding and Jim Croce?
Yes.
Janis Joplin?
Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin. Excellent. Very good.
Good job.
You guys are stars.
That's interesting.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Adios.
Bye-bye. And I think it's your turn, Lori.
Okay. I think we'll
see
how
this... too long.
I saw... Well, this one I think people get very quickly. We'll see. If not, it's okay. So I saw Mission Impossible this week, and it made me think about the TV show. Who was the original cast of the TV show, and what were their names on the show? All pretty well known.
Stephen Hill.
Yeah. So I want to know Pat. So Stephen Hill was on, and then he was replaced. I'm looking for the replacement and the other four people who worked with the replacement.
Did you know why he left the show?
I read some stuff, but tell us quickly.
It's because he wouldn't work on the Sabbath.
Yeah.
He was very
Orthodox Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so who replaced him, and what was the person's name on the show, or any of them?
Let's see. Martin Landau was Rollin Hand.
Very nice.
Stephen Hill, Agent...
Was that the show that Peter Graves was on?
It was.
Later, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's... And his name on the show?
Okay.
He was the leader, do you remember?
No, I didn't watch it, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
See,
he was Jim Arness's brother in real life. I don't know if you knew that, James Arness of Gunsmoke. This was his brother.
Barbara Bain,
yes.
Stephen Hill, Martin Landau, Barbara Bain... Greg Morris.
Oh, nice.
And
the strong man guy.
Oh, Peter Lupus.
Yes. And who was Barbara Bain's character?
Oh, it was. She had a one word name, didn't she?
Kind of
like
sort.
Diamond or not diamond.
Yeah, she had one of those things. She had an herb or spice as her first name.
Cinnamon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cinnamon Carter. Cinnamon, so give yourself
Carter.
A bell
okay.
on that.
Very good.
So we're looking for Greg Morris's name on the show and Peter Lupus's name and Peter Graves.
All right.
Very good.
Was Car 54 Where Are You On for a long time?
Not long enough to make the list.
That was a very funny show, but I think it was only on for two or three
years. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, with Fred Gwynne and somebody else.
Really?
Anyway,
Joey Ross.
Didn't make the list.
Yeah. Anyway, if you'd like to join us, we have about 15 minutes left. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, this is Monica in San Francisco.
Hey, Monica.
Hello. Let's see. Tom, not in Southern California, cleaned up some of my answers. How about for the TV shows with numbers in them that were on for a long time? Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No.
Probably not long enough.
Not long enough.
Reno 911?
Not on a major network.
Oh, right. Okay. I just wish it was still on. Okay, a stereotyping guess for Hooters, Florida?
That is correct.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I'm so proud of that.
I can understand why you're
We got the Hooters question. You can rest easy.
All right, I will leave it there. Great show. Thank you.
Rest on your laurels.
Thank you very much.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And all right, let me give you last week I did a few of these, and I'll do a couple more this week. I gave you three suburbs from major cities in the U.S., and I wanted you to identify what city they were the suburbs of. So I will give you three more this week. So there's three in each set, and just name the city that goes with them. So number one, Oak Park, St. Clair Shores, and Ferndale. That's number one. Number two, University Park, Garland, and Duncanville. Number three, Homestead, Greentree, Whitehall. So again, these are suburbs of major cities in the U.S. They come in groups of three. Number one is Oak Park, St. Clair Shores, and Ferndale. That's for one city. Number two, University Park, Garland, and Duncanville. That's for another city. And three is Homestead, Greentree, and Whitehall. That's for the third seat. I'll give you each one guess.
I'll take Oak Park, et cetera. That's Detroit.
That is correct.
I am guessing wildly. University Park, Garland, and Duncanville, St. Louis.
It is not.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Stephen Vallejo.
Hi.
A couple of guesses on the TV shows. That 70s show?
Yes. That had eight seasons on. Very good.
And then Three and a Half Men?
Yes. Two and a Half Men.
Two and a Half Men.
Two and a Half.
Yeah. That runs the list. That completes it. Very nice. Also 12 years. Very good.
Oh, okay. My gosh. Was that show really on 12 years?
Yes. From 2003 to 2015. Yeah, even after What's-His-Name left and was replaced by What's-His-Name. Yeah.
Making the caller correct with his Three and a Half Men.
I believe the caller is correct.
There you go.
He knows his numbers.
Yeah,
he knows his Three and a Half Men.
I'll take it. On the best original songs, these two were pounded into my head in the 70s, so I think they're right. You Light Up My Life.
Yes.
Oh, very good. Very good.
That and is, The Way We Were.
That Those are...
Oh, good job.
Polar opposite of Convoy, I think. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
So we only have the one from the 90s left. I don't know if you have that one, too. But, yes, you've swept the 70s.
No, I don't know the 90s one. I have a couple of questions for you. First one related to the Albertsons thing. My dad worked for Lucky Stores for 35 years. Do you know where they were founded?
Lucky. It's a western, isn't it? It's a west of the Mississippi, right?
It's local to us, actually.
Ah, so, well, I know Safeway is local, but Lucky, where is Lucky's local? Huh.
We're looking for the state it's in?
No, it's looking for you're looking for the city, right?
City, actually, because it's in the Bay Area.
How about Concord?
Nope.
Safeway in Pleasanton or something like that?
That's Pleasant. Yeah, that's Pleasant.
Yes, that's Safeway, so I wonder if it's close to there.
Like Dublin or something? Oh, ooh. Dublin? Like Luck of the Irish?
No.
Okay.
too much to ask.
No, we don't know.
San Leandro.
Really?
Oh, San Leandro.
That was where their main warehouse was, so all the trucks would stream in and out of there every day.
Nice.
Mm. And then, in my other question, in 1961, something fell in the ocean and it was lost until 1999. Do you know what it was?
Was this something man-made?
Yes.
Okay. Something from space, like a Sputnik or a satellite?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
61.
Was it Sputnik or... 61. So that's early on. That's
what
Moon
was it
Star?
Called? Telstar?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Telstar.
No.
No.
Was it anything that had a person in it at any point?
Yes.
Okay. So 61. That's John. Isn't that John? Was that John Glenn's? Or was...
It's in there.
62, maybe.
Did they not...
Was it the first or second space... What was the first space capsule, then? But I can't...
Was it a space capsule with that one of the astronauts?
Gemini?
No.
Let's see, Mercury,
Mercury,
Apollo.
That's Mercury.
Mercury?
Yeah, you'd be...
Mercury. There's Liberty Bell 7, which was Mercury 11.
And for 38 years, they didn't find it?
Second space flight. Second U.S. space flight.
I didn't know that.
Interesting.
The explosive bolts accidentally went off, and he barely got out before it sank.
Wow.
And then they recovered it in 1999.
Mm. Wow. So, thank you very much.
Yep, you're welcome.
Yep. Bye-bye. And let's see. We have a couple of lines open if you'd like to give us a call with a question or answer. Those numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is 415-841-4134. Or toll free 866-798-8255. Who has a short question?
I do.
All right.
When Meredith Willson died, they interviewed his widow, and she said one song that he composed made more money in royalties than all of his shows, movies, and other songs combined. What was the song, and how come? I love this answer, but I love the question, but I really like the answer.
Is it because the song was used for for a product?
No.
Was the song used in a movie or a TV show as a theme song, perhaps?
No, it did not, because as far as I know, it was not a theme song. It might have been used in a movie. I don't know that, but that isn't...
So it wasn't anything for... It wasn't 76 Trombones, right?
It was not.
Was the song maybe used, was it known, did it become known because of some other person, perhaps?
Well, in addition to it being known in The Music Man or another show that it was in, yet somebody else recorded it.
Mm. Well, the Beatles did Till There Was You.
That was it.
Well, that's from The Music Man.
I know. He wrote the song, but their recording of it earned them, being on the Meet the Beatles album, earned them more royalties than all the songs in The Music Man. I thought it would be We Need a Little Christmas. I think he wrote that, but...
No, that's somebody else. That's from MAME.
From MAME. Anyway, there's one Christmas song he wrote, but it's Till There Was You, because it made that album sold so many copies that the royalties for one of 12 songs... Made them the most money of any other song by far. Yeah, okay. I like that. Right.
Anybody else have a short question?
Can I take a crack at your neighborhood's question?
Yes.
Okay. What about Homestead, et cetera? Is that Miami?
It is not.
Okay. And is University Park, Garland, and Duncan, is that Houston?
It is not.
Okay.
I have a quick question. There's been a word coined recently. Let's see if you can figure out the meaning. The word is Nappuccino. What is a Nappuccino? David knows. He's probably had one recently.
I'm going to guess it's wine related.
It's not wine related.
Okay.
Is it people going to Starbucks and go to sleep?
You're combining two things. Not, yes, but that's not the answer. But you have two of the things that should be together.
Starbucks, is that drinking coffee and then falling asleep?
You're one more sentence and you'll have it. It's drinking coffee. And then doing something. Think
Mappuccino. Oh, gross. No,
it shouldn't
okay.
be gross.
Okay.
So what it is, according to Daniel Pink, who's written about being in the moment, it's the perfect time. An Mappuccino is drinking a cup of coffee right before you take a nap, because the perfect length of a nap is 20 minutes, and it takes 20 minutes for the caffeine to click in. So if you drink one right before your nap and you wake up in 20 minutes, you won't have that lag time from waking up for a nap, because the caffeine from the Frappuccino or whatever you drink will kick in. So he recommends it scientifically, he claims, as the best way to take a nap, and don't nap more than 22 minutes. That's his big tip,
because otherwise you're
multitasking for one, so not to be tired, but if you take a longer nap, you'll be logy when you wake up, and this avoids that. That's our little public service announcement for the day.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is Herb in Ashland, Oregon.
Hi, Herb.
There was a successful British boxer called Bombardier Billy Wells.
Mm-hmm.
What was his other claim to fame?
Bombardier.
Give me a big hint.
Don't give me a hint. Bombardier Billy Wells was the guy, the shirtless guy who rang the gong for the J. Arthur Rank films.
The J. Arthur Rank gong.
Right, the British film company, J. Arthur Rank. And they would show him ringing a huge gong
logo.
Right.
Didn't know it was him. He.
Yep. Yeah, well, that's all I have. Thank you.
Well,
that's
thank you very
good.
Much.
All right, bye.
All right. Let's see. Maybe we should clean up here. Then we can actually end on time tonight for once. Kira, what do you have?
All right. Well, I only have one thing, and that is the 1991 Academy Award for Best Original Song, or the one from 91, was Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
That's it. That's all I got.
All right. And
I have, let's see, in the original Mission Impossible TV show, Greg Morris's character was Bernard or Barney Collier. Peter Lupus played William or Willie Armitage. And Peter Graves' character was Good Morning, Mr. Phelps, Jim Phelps. In the ESPN Most Famous...
Was that Stephen Hill's?
Oh, Stephen Hill's character, I'm sorry, was Dan Briggs.
Dan Briggs, okay.
Yeah, and then eliminated for the reasons you said, him being an Orthodox, keeping Orthodox, and he wouldn't work on Fridays past sundown.
Right.
In the ESPN Most Famous Athletes, we got the, after soccer and basketball, tennis, golf, and cricket were the three most named sports. But the criteria besides endorsement contracts that made them famous were how many times people search for them online through Google or Yahoo, and how many total followers they have on their own social media sites. Those three factors combined meant they were famous.
Okay.
Can I guess at Mississippi?
All right, go ahead.
Is it the entire town of Tupelo?
It is not.
Okay.
But you're very, very, very close.
Oh, it's not a riverboat tour?
No.
Okay.
The Mississippi, the worst tourist trap, voted the worst tourist trap in Mississippi, is the birthplace of Elvis.
Elvis, right.
The little...
So I was going the entire town because of Roswell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two-room chat.
That's a ripoff? Hard to believe.
And let's see, the suburbs, somebody got University Park, Garland, and Duncanville. That's for Dallas. So you were pretty close.
Oh, man.
And Homestead, Greentree, and Whitehall, that's Pittsburgh. I don't know if you were, you know, Homestead was the big steel town that was rested outside of Pittsburgh.
So Pennsylvania, not California, I presume.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So that's Pittsburgh. Anyway, if we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. It was been a pleasure to make the program for you tonight. Our thanks to our panel, Kira Pace, technical editor Lori Fisher, semi-retired professor, Dabble Valley College. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to David LaTulipe and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And, of course, as I said before, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call. And we also hope you will join us next Sunday at 7 p.m. and make us a weekly thing. Thank you very much, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.